the book of Romans, part 37. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture. A lot of people have obtained the book, coming back and said they never realized the revelation in this book. And unto Yaffa all the glory and the honor and the praise, which is also my doctoral degree. Should you be interested, you can contact me, or have a question, or just want to share something. In short, my contact number, WhatsApp number, is plus 27 international code for South Africa, 0722 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see it on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you're so very, very welcome, hallelujah. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Also, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications for all the studies that you are currently busy with. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Not a new King James. What's the difference between the new King James and the King James? Well, it's easy. The one comes from the King James, comes from the Textus Receptus text of Desiderius Erasmus, 1522, the Greek text, and the New King James International Standard Version, International Version, the Living Word, and 300 Bibles comes from the West Coast of North Nestle Arlanted Corrupted text. Between the 1611 King James Bible and the New King James, 9,000 scriptural changes. There is 18 places, 1/8, where certain where the whole verse has just been taken away. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people, any churches, denominations, organizations in the world. We don't associate with the Catholics, the Protestants, or we are an end time Bible study functioning in a revelation word. We are not a Hebrew movement or something. Somebody said the other day, you guys are a new Hebrew movement. No, we're not. We're not. We only use the ancient Hebrew sacred names as it was before the Roman Catholic Church translated all the Baal sun god names into the Bible. According to the 1860 restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam Version, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua, the name God was originally Elohim or Hashim, the name Lord was originally Yaffa, the name Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes, hallelujah. I'm so excited, I just want to get started. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name. The name Yahushua, hallelujah. When Satan and his demonic fallen angels hear this name Yahushua, it trembles, it trembles, it fears. And we are about to continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book of Romans chapter 2. Again, it's important to take note of the figurative speech in these scriptures. Now we are continuing verse 21, Romans 2:21. Thou, he's talking to these people that makes them out to be leaders of the blind and being the light unto those of the darkness. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? I said it a couple of times before, I'm going to say it again. When I point my finger at somebody, I'm showing my finger. Can you see this? 1, 2, 3, showing back to me. I can't point my finger. I like using my hands, pointing my... But every time that I do this or do this, there's three pointing back to me. Now, the Apostle Paul is asking, thou therefore who teaches another, Teachest thou not thyself? These three fingers. Are you allowing the Ruach HaKodesh to speak to you? Speaking to me. If you are teaching somebody else, pointing a finger, is there three fingers pointing back to you? When we want to talk to people about holiness, are we living in holiness? When we're talking about the relationship with Yahushua, three fingers pointing back, do I walk in a relationship? Do I live in a physical relationship with Yahushua, the Ruach HaKodesh and my Father Yahweh? Or is it just names that I just name, that I call out, that I just speak? Or do we have a relationship where I can hear when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is directly speaking to me? Or is it just a formality? You know what? And this is what's happening in most of the churches today. When I look at Revelation 18, Revelation 3, verse 14 to 22, I say, with your cold heart, because thou art lukewarm, he says, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Now I'm talking about the relationship with the Ruach HaKodesh. Verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you open the door, the church doors, the door of your heart, is also mentioned, I will come in and will sup with you. Why? Because most of the churches, the Ruach HaKodesh has been moved out. They function from outside, not from within. And this is not what Yahweh wants. This is not why Yahushua came and died for our sins. Now he says, for therefore which teaches another, I say, thou therefore which teaches another, teaches thy not themselves. You want to speak about sin? Thou that preachest a man, that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? I heard somebody years ago that says, don't do as I do as I say. No, you can't. And this is why a lot of children today doesn't want to serve Yahushua. Because the example the father and the mother led to them, that took them in, took them to church from a small age. And today they don't, and I don't say they're not going to church, they're not going to heaven. But we grew up in the church. I got saved when I was young. Very young. Because I grew up in a Pentecostal church where my father studied the word. I became addicted to the revelation word. But there was other households where the children came to church with their parents, and sometimes the parents was smelling like brandy. Still being half drunk because of the parties they had the previous night, the Saturday night. Is that an example to lead to to show the children? But you take them to church? So they were taking them to church, but they were not leading a life of an example. This is what Apostle Paul says there. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? You see, this is the word in action. This is the Ruach HaKodesh, busy, revealing his word to us. Thou that says a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Can you remember yesterday morning he was talking about the man that was leading the blind? He was leading the blind in the same time that he is in total blindness. He that is supposed to be the light for the one that's in the darkness, his light has gone out a long time ago. He's in more darkness as the person who lives in sin. But realize that he's living in sin. Once you live this double life, one foot in the river, in the Gospels, and one foot in the world, this is where the problem starts. Because you can't smell like the world and want to teach the word to somebody that's living in sin. Says, thou that say a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abandonest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? You say they not to keep idols, but your whole house is full of idols. That's why we need the Ruach HaKodesh to speak to us about the things that we keep in our eyes. Oh, I don't keep it in the house anymore. I move them to the garage. Still part of your house. Or the outside building. You see, once we want to start to protect sin, this is where the problem comes. The ones that you had to start to camouflage. You don't have where to cover. And this is where Satan is functioning. Once we came to repentance, once we come to repentance, which means to lay down, to turn around, to realize I'm a sinner, to realize that I need deliverance of this sin around me. If a person can come to the realization of it, then the rest can start to happen. Where the person can come to repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahshua for the forgiveness of his sin. And then start living a holiness life every day, walking in faith and in the truth. That's where everything should be. Not walking in a camouflage way. This is what we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be a light unto the unsaved world. We need to be like salt. We need to fresh salt. We need to be like fresh bread, living water, and a light that shines. It's no use having a light and it's covered up with sin. And this is what happened 2,000 years ago. But it is so relevant in the time that we are living in today, in this 21st century, 2026. Sin has become so ordinary to a lot of people. A lot of people doesn't even know that they're living in sin, because it never gets preached. Nobody teaches about sin. And once somebody starts teaching about sin, like I did when we start with Romans chapter 1, once I will start talking, especially from verse 10 onwards, people say, you're crazy, you can't talk about these things. It's in the scripture. This is what cost other disciples' lives. But Yahshua has called us to make a difference. Now, how can I make a difference in somebody's life if there's no difference in my life? This is what Apostle Paul said. You say they're not to commit adultery, but you live in adultery. You're not to have idols, but you have a lot of idols in your house. Verse 23, thou, the maker, thou beast of the law, They are breaking the law. He's talking to the people that was trying to keep the law, to say they were keeping the law. They didn't want it to function under Christ. They are the makers, they'll be boast of the law. They're breaking the law. Dishonorous, thou Yahweh Almighty, or God. Dishonorous. You do what? You are dishonoring Father Yahweh for the way that you are living, saying that you're part of the bride of Yahushua, saying that you are a Yahwist. When you want to say it's not about saying, it's about living it. And that's why I always say, the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, it's no use to say that I have the fruits, I've got to show the fruits. So it's a good time to start today, and let's allow the Ruach HaKodesh to also inspect my own life, my position in Yahushua. Until tomorrow morning, if Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.